Israel says we will extract the price from Iran when the time is right. This after Iran ends its unprecedented attack on Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden, however, says U.S. would not take part in Iran offensive. After MSC Aries ship was seized by Iran, now breakthrough for India after talks with Iran on Sunday. Indian government officials allowed to meet the MSC Aries crew, which has 17 Indians on it. A shocking case of civic apathy in Bengaluru. A biker dies after falling into a pit dug by the water board. Locals say there were no signboards or barricading around the pit. The water board denies these allegations and says that the bikers were drunk. The Salman Khan case handed over to the crime branch. Shooters who targeted Salman Khan have now been identified. Sources say one shooter belongs to the Bishnoi gang, who is a resident of Gurugram. BJP's first major poll rally in Manipur today. Amit Shah to hold rallies in Tripura and Manipur. In a special report, Imphal youth speak to NDTV, say they want peace and development. Top story: after MSC Aries ship was seized by Iran, there is now breakthrough for India after talks with Iran on Sunday. The Indian government officials have been allowed to meet MSC Aries crew, which has 17 Indians on it. This assurance comes after the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar spoke with his Iranian counterpart. Jaishankar on Sunday spoke to his Israeli and Iranian counterparts amid the high tensions between the two countries, and also said that he spoke to Hussein Amir Abdul Hain regarding the release of 17 Indian crew members on the Israeli-affiliated container ship, which was seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guards. And as Jaishankar posted on X, saying that he spoke to Iranian finance minister this evening. He took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Aries, discussed the current situation in the region, stressed the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint, and returning to diplomacy. Now on to the Salman Khan case. The Salman Khan case has been handed over to the crime branch. The two men who are suspected to have ties to the Lawrence Bishnoi gang, they fired four rounds outside Bandra's Galaxy Apartments. One of them is said to be a Gurugram resident. He is also a part of the Bishnoi gang. The two men who are suspected to have ties to the Bishnoi gang fired four rounds outside Salman Khan's residence, where the actor resides, around 5 a.m. and fled from the spot. This is what the police officials have said. Now, the Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, he had spoken with the actor and assured support, saying that the state government would not allow anybody to take the law into their own hands. In a shocking case of civic apathy in Bengaluru, a biker died after falling into a pit dug by the water board of Bengaluru. Two other pillion riders are in critical condition. This incident was reported at Komaghata Circle near Kengeri in Bengaluru. Three youths were riding a bike when the vehicle fell into a pit dug for the installation of a water pipeline. Local residents shifted the injured to the hospital and criticized the negligence of civic authorities for not placing any signboards or barricading the area to divert vehicles. Police are at the scene investigating further into the incident. The water board says that the barricades were put up and that this was on an abandoned road. The board authorities also alleged that the youngsters were drunk.